Howie, we're in the off season here. Do you have a message for the fans?
We're going to do the right thing. We're going to build around a quarterback that has a chance to be here for a really long time and has all the right qualities you're looking for to build around. It's really exciting as we sit here as opposed to where we were a year ago with no quarterback under contract. We have some core guys that have a chance to be here. We're going to build. We're going to do this thing the right way. We're excited about that opportunity, but there's a lot of work to be done.
How about the job that Doug Peterson did in his rookie year as a head coach?
Talk about adversity. Our starting right tackle gets suspended for 10 games. We got to deal with that. And then making a trade 8 days before the start of the regular season to trade our starting quarterback and start a rookie who hadn't played all of the preseason. So I think you look at that and how the team played towards the end of the year and how hard they played, and there are a lot of promising signs.
How do you feel about the roster?
When you sit here now, there are a lot of areas you want to address. There are a lot of things that you want to do. I think that's natural when we're in this situation. When we look back where we were a year ago and the things that we had to address without a second round pick, with limited cap room, with a lot of players who were going to be free agents either last offseason or this upcoming season, it was daunting for all of us to figure out the way to go. We addressed the quarterback position, that was our priority, and then the offensive line, and we saw some of those results this year.
What did you think of the performance from Carson?
What a competitor. You know, we got to make sure that we surround him with the right people who bring his competitive fire and his toughness. Just really excited to see him build upon that with a full off season and a full training camp.
How would you evaluate the running back position?
Well, it starts with a guy like Darren Sproles, you know, Hall of Fame caliber player and all that he brings to this team and this offense. You know, Ryan Matthews will be healthy, and when he played, he had a huge role. Certainly think about games like the Baltimore game, the Atlanta game, where he was a huge part in winning those games. And then Wendell Smallwood, a guy that we were really excited about. Obviously, injury cut short his season, but getting him with a full off season. And what a great opportunity for our young players, Byron Marshall, Terrell Watson, to play in those last couple of games.
Can this team contend for the playoffs in 2017?
We have a lot of work to be done, Dave, before we could even talk about what this team is about in 2017. Our job is to get to work on that. We've been at work on that, led by Joe Douglas and his player personnel team. Really excited about the addition of Joe and the things that he's going to bring to the table.
What kind of influence will he have? What kind of things does he bring to the table?
Well, he's going to set our draft board. He's going to be responsible for setting our free agent board as well. He can evaluate our roster. He's won a world championship with the Baltimore Ravens. And we really wanted to bring a lot of the traits that he had in Baltimore to this team. And he is a very accomplished evaluator, but he's also got a big picture approach that's really exciting to see take shape.
Howie, some of the incidents involving players off the field bring into the question of character. Does this change at all the way you approach the idea of character and identifying players who want to be great in football, want to play for the Philadelphia Eagles, and won't be problems off the field?
Character is always going to be an important part of what we're bringing into the building on and off the field. We have values that we use as a discipline structure for us when we pick players, and we'll continue to make sure that we know as much about the guy on the field as off the field.
Howie, it's interesting. The NFL, everybody's got money. The cap space, how would you describe what the Eagles have in terms of cap space and then what you have in terms of opportunities in the draft?
Well, it's different than we're used to, certainly in the past. But by trading Sam and not only getting the first and fourth round pick, but also getting some of that cash and cap space, it's given us some flexibility. We're always going to have hard decisions. That's our job, to make hard decisions. And we'll go into the offseason with that in mind.